From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At the White House on Thursday, President Obama said he will adjust the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan scheduled for next year as the Taliban makes gains that the U.S. was not anticipating. He says the time can be used to help further train Afghan security forces.
Given what's at stake in Afghanistan and the opportunity for a stable and committed ally that can partner with us in preventing the emergence of future threats, and the fact that we have an international coalition, I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
Mr. Obama said he will maintain the current number of troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of next year, then draw down the numbers to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. U.S. Defense Department says an airdrop of ammunition and equipment last Sunday was successfully delivered to Syrian Arab forces. French news agency quotes a U.S. defense official who says the American military is now poised to build on the airdrop and deliver weaponry to Syrian rebels if they can demonstrate that they have used it in an effective way against the Islamic State militants. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry claimed Thursday that Islamic State forces in Syria have begun, in their words, retreating to new positions. Guinea's president, Alpha Condé, appears on track to win the disputed presidential vote after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. With around 80% of the vote counted from last Sunday's election, President Condé was set to win an absolute majority. Final results expected later today. This is VOA News. Palestinian protesters have torched parts of a Jewish holy site, according to Israeli officials, who are preparing for more major protests today amid a continuing wave of unrest. The arson is the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings, that has killed 7 Israelis. 31 Palestinians also have been killed by Israeli soldiers and police, some during the attacks and others during demonstrations. UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the worsening UN unrest. European Union has approved an action plan with Turkey in hopes of easing the flow of migrants to Europe. Even as the leaders debated the plan at a summit in Brussels on Thursday, an Afghan migrant was shot dead. Happened in a clash between migrants and border guards at the Bulgarian-Turkish border. The death is believed to be the first of its kind during the crisis. Nearly 600,000 migrants have reached the EU by sea so far this year, and many of them traveling from Turkey to Greece before seeking to head north. China's defense minister called for renewed efforts to safeguard regional peace and stability, but largely avoiding discussing controversial territorial disputes today, as Beijing hosted a meeting of Southeast Asian defense chiefs. Several ASEAN nations, most notably the Philippines and Vietnam, have overlapping territory claims with China in the South China Sea, but Beijing has been reluctant to use such forums to discuss the matter. And Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will pay a 3-day official visit to the U.S. starting October the 20th. When he and President Obama meet, they will discuss bilateral cooperation on a number of issues, including the economy, counterterrorism, and climate change. 5 countries have been elected to hold new 2-year terms on the UN Security Council. Japan, Egypt, Ukraine, Senegal, and Uruguay will be joining. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
The vote in the UN General Assembly garnered little excitement as regional groups had already decided among themselves which countries to put up as their candidates, and there was no competition for the 5 seats. But dynamics on the 15-member council could get more interesting once they all start working together. Richard Gowan of Columbia University says Egypt is one new member to watch.
Egypt's position on the council will be intriguing because it is traditionally an ally of the U.S., but it has recently developed strong links with Russia.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
And you can get more news by going to our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.